Read item 1317, please.
Request of Mary Protzman to address council regarding partnering to solve employee diversity, inclusion, and retention problems.
Welcome, and just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Mary Protzman. I've worked for the city approximately 10 years. I work at the Police Bureau. I worked at BOEC, and I'm also a executive board member for AFSCME Local 189. Recruitment and retention of quality and diverse employees is important to city employees as well. We're also union members. The city has historically blamed, or at least in my history with the city, blamed the existence of the union on why they're less able to retain and recruit quality, diverse employees. Having quality coworkers we can depend on after so many years of being continuously understaffed is critical to our ability to provide the kind of services we take pride in providing throughout our community. AFSCME Local 189 has heard from members out at BOEC, Housing, Police, Water, OMF, BDS, almost every city bureau in which the city is falling short of successfully creating a culture of equity and inclusion. Creating the Office of Equity and Human Rights has been a big step in the right direction, but the focus has been mostly on education and resources. Education is relevant and needed, but there's little in place to support their work systemically to foster meaningful cultural change in individual workplaces beyond the dedication and interest of individual employees. The Office of Equity points to resources like BOLI and BHR, as well as the Fair Housing Council and the Independent Police Review Board, but these are not adequate resources for the kind of grassroots change the city needs to embrace to be successful. AFSCME would like to partner in finding a path forward towards a more inclusive, empowering, and representative workplace. I know it's been proposed before, but I would like to suggest again that the city create a third-party entity similar to IPR to investigate claims of discrimination and other issues of equity for employees of the city of Portland. There are so many small but important hurdles to overcome that do not reach the level of a BOLI complaint. For example, our fragrance-free workplace policy, which I like, I think it's an excellent policy, is disproportionately impactful on our minority employees who are often pulled aside and questioned about whether or not they are in violation of the policy. And it's a small thing that impacts the ability to feel comfortable and to feel welcomed in their workplace. But it's also not the level that would raise to a BOLI complaint either. BHR is cited by the city as a source for complaints such as these. However, success will be stunted at best if you have the same policies and practice originating with BHR being investigated and reviewed by the same entity. So, again, I would suggest that we do something to help support systemic change, like having a place that employees can go and actually bounce these complaints off of. So.
Thank you very much. If you could read item 13.